truly am a near the current under to say mean that you have to make a drug on the card. I'm reviewed on the shmur, kalamitzis, mevara chaleyem, oivelasiyosa. My mashma day oive, lishnadik do mehu. Reb Nachum by Yitzhak, they bring rayas from three sukkim. As Fred Kravitzka and Miri, the obvious pshat question. We say that you have to be mevarech oiver lasiyosam, and then we ask, how do you know oiver means before? And we bring a raya from three psukim. Why don't you just say you mevarech koidem lasiyosam? That would be the simple lashon, and then it wouldn't be confusing. You wouldn't have to bring rayas that it means before. As why use a lashon mevarech oiver lasiyosam, and then ask, how do you know that it means before and have to bring rayas from psukim? Just say Yemavarech Koidem Lasiyosam. Why does he use the lashon of Oyva Lasiyosam? As the Ritva over here says a chiddush, and it's Nisasif Lishnayim. Comes out 2 points of it. Number one, it's coming to teach you that if it would have said Koidem Lasiyosam, you would think you could do it before, as long as you want. As long as it's before Koidem, it's enough. But it doesn't have to be samuch to the mitzvah. As the reason why it says oiver lasiyosan is because oiver is mashma that you should do it as close as possible. And in the din of oiver lasiyosan, there are two dinim. Din number one, to do it koidim. And din number two is not only to do it koidim, but to do it koidim ubisam. As the din of Koidim Oiver Lasiyosan has two dinim in it. In fact, the Ritva goes on and says this is not only a din l'chatchila, but it could be ma'akir b'di'evet, meaning if someone would be mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah, the bracha becomes a bracha levatala because it wasn't Oiver Lasiyosan. As you see in the Ritva, the din of Oiver Lasiyosan has two dinim to it. Number one, that you do it koidim, and number two, that you do it bisamuch. And that's why it uses the lashon of Oiver. This is the mahalik of the Ritva. In the Shagis Ayeh, the Siddin Chavav, he says another mahalik of the Shmata mahalik. Is the machlekes, the Rambam and the Or Zeruah, the din of Oiver Lasiyosan is ma'akev b'di'evet or not. Shitas Rambam is, if you didn't make the bracha before, you can't make it afterwards. And Shitas Zeruah is you can make it afterwards also. He says, lafi the Or Zeruah, you could be miyashiv the shayla of the Ritva with a geshmak of vort. If we would have said you make it koidim lasiyosan, that would be mashma like the Rambam, that if you didn't do it koidim lasiyosam, like you forgot, you can't do it afterwards. As therefore we said the lashon oiver lasiyosam, because oiver is mashma to do it before, like we bring rayas and psukim, but it's also mashma you could do it afterwards also, because oiver is a double lashon, it's mashma before and mashma afterwards. As therefore, we would knock at the lashon of oiver to be malamed that you could do it afterwards also. The fida or zeruah, you could say this mahalach. As that's nukuda number one in the Indian of oiver lasiyosan. A second nukuda is what is the reason why Chazal and Misakin to be mevarech oiver lasiyosan? As we saw in the Ritva at the end of the sugya over here, the Ritva says two malchum. The Ritva says either because you want to say that you're doing it the shem mitzvah, that's what the shekinishanu of the mitzvahs of mitzivano, or there's two angles in every mitzvah. There's the avoides hanefesh and the avoides haguf. As the mitzvah is the avoides haguf, the bracha is the avoides hanefesh. The fizeh, it's a seder of kedima. Roy lahakdim the avoides hanefesh. Why is it roy lahakdim the avoides hanefesh? As you could be masbir the ritva with the yisoid of the choyves alvavis. The choyves alvavis says, I'll be the gemara in Sanhedrin, kuf vav, rachmana liva boi. The ikar in every mitzvah is the lev. The maisa haguf, that's not the ikar ha'odom. The ikar ha'odom is the lev. That's the ikar of the mitzvah. So maybe we're always mocked him that part. That's what the ritual says. The maisa, there's a yediyah, there's a rush, and a rabbeinu yoyne, in brachas daf samech, that says a third time. A totally different reason. An interesting malach. He says that the word is, when you say a bracha, what are you giving a bracha about? What is the birchas hamitzvah? Why are we making a birchas hamitzvah? What's the bracha? Bracha is yomayda mishabeach. What are you being mayda mishabeach by birchas hamitzvahs? As he says, the bracha is asher kiddushanu b'mitzvoisa, the hainu. What Hashem gave us the mitzvahs that we should be miskarev l'Hashem, and that causes kedusha to a person. As the pirish of a birchas hamitzvahs, asher kiddushanu, kedusha is kirvas Hashem. V'tzivanu, how do we zeicha to kedusha? When we do the tzivui of Hashem. As what we're doing is, we're being Mishabeach Hashem, that He is Mitzava us. And the Shlo HaKadosh says very famously, Mitzvah is Miloshen Safta. Safta is company. Safta not with a Samach, like grandmother, no, Safta with a Tzadik, like company. Mitzvah is Miloshen Safta. That it's, what a mitzvah does is it brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the chefs of a mitzvah. And the birchas mitzvah is we're mishabeach Hashem that He gave us this opportunity to be miskarev l'Hashem. As koidim kol, it's a beautiful havana when we make a birchas mitzvah before we make a bracha on tefillin, sittis, on Torah. We're mishabeach Hashem for this beautiful opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Now, when you make a birchas hanenim, and you mishabeach Hashem al nana, when do you make the bracha? Before your nana. As I say, you're doing the bracha before you're doing the toiva that Hashem is giving you, which is the tzivui and the mitzvah, as then you're making the bracha. As the Fizeh, it's a whole different God. It's if you understand the Havana of what a Birchas HaMitzvah is, the Zman HaRoi Levarich is before you have the Gvaldiga Kabbalah, the Hana, the Matana from Hashem, as you Mevarich on that Hana. Lamaisa is Gvaldiga Diyot, the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nun Aleph, compares Birchas HaNenim to Birchas HaMitzvah. Bez Hashem, in the Hemshech, we'll see the Gemara. But the fee, the Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Rosh, it has a Gavaldik of beer, because they have a similarity, a dimion between them. Okay. Aber Zok, the Rosh, and the Rabbeinu Yoina, the fee, it's only a Birchas HaMitzvah that you say, Kitshonu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivonu. A Birchas HaMitzvah that doesn't use that Nusach, as then you wouldn't have this Svar. And that's what we spoke about by Birchas HaShvach. If you have it or not, Moedit Tochen, it's totally on this rush. Depends how you say the Birchas HaShvach. Saying Hashem Kiddushanu b'mitzvoysa v'yesh lov. Okay, as those are the Tamim for Oiver L'Asiyasa. Continues the Gemara, and now the Gemara says the exceptions to this rule. As the Gemara starts on, Beirav Amichutz, Min HaTvila, V'Shoifer, B'Shleim HaTvila, Detati Gavr Leichozi, L'Shoifer, Maitayma, V'Cheshema, V'Shom Tumma, V'Shom Dimatal, Kolo, Tkiya, Yoch Yafilu, Shri, Tavila, Nami, L'Amrim Chista, Chutz, Min HaTvila, Bilvad, Itmal, Tanya, Nami, Yoch, Yitabal, V'Ol, Rav Yosef, Oma, Baruch Hashem, Shishanu, Mitzoyza, V'Tzivanu, Al, HaTvila. As the Gemara says, the exception to the rule is tefila, because gavra is loy chazi. Over here we have a massive machlekes rishonim. Which tefila are we talking about? It has kama different nafkamina ledinas. Rashi shita is, the tefila we're talking about is tefila's balkeri. The hainu, the Gemara in Brachas says, that when someone is tomei from Tumas keri, as he can't learn Torah, a Takanas Ezra, you can't make brachas. Why? Because you have to say it be'ema ubi'yira, he can't learn Torah. And somebody that was mighty keri, his whole matzah changes, he can't say it be'ema ubi'yira. So that's the union of tefillas keri. When a person is mighty zera, he goes to the mikvah. As Chazal were mesaken originally, there's actually an iser to say divrei Torah and brachas when you have tefillas keri. Because that's the tefillah that the Gemara is talking about. The Rif, and Taisus brings the Rach, Acholik and Rashi, and they learn that the tefillah we're talking about is tefillas geirus. Chiddush number two, Rashi says that there's a loy plug from this tefillah to all tefillahs. And the Rach learns there is no loy plug. We're only going by tefillas geirus. Ma'od Yitokin, this machlekes is Lishitasa. Mamash Hashena Hoysof. In Rashi, in Brochus, on Daf Nun Aleph, there's a Sof on Rashi by us. Rashi in Brochus Nun Aleph says, Tvilas Keri is Roiv. Tvilas is Tvilas Keri, because every man who's married, he has to go to the mikvah. As it comes out, Roiv Tvilas that go on are Tvilas Keri. Azok Rashi, therefore you say loy plug, because in roiv tefillas you're doing it a certain way. Masha Enkein, according to the Rif, that the Rif learns that we're talking about tefillas geirim is not roiv tefillas. It's a miyuta, the miyuta of tefillas. As therefore the Rif learns that you don't say loy plug, because there is no reason to make a loy plug, because tefillas geirus is the miyuta, we're not going to loy plug everything else because of a tefillah of geirus. That's very gishmak. Rashi Shitasai held there's a loy plug, and the Rif not. The mucker of Rashi that there's loy plug is because the Gemara says stam tefillah. The Gemara doesn't say what kind of a tefillah. Why doesn't the Gemara speak out what kind of a tefillah? As that's the mucker of Rashi. There's loy plug. It's going on kol ha-tefillas. That's the mucker of Rashi from the Lashon of the Gemara, and that's the Havana in Rashi. As let's go a nekuda further. Let's read Rashi. Dakati gavra loy chazi. We're going tefillas balkeri. The kaimlam bebrocha she'osa b'divrei kaira u'bebrocha. The ezetika tefillah lebalkerim b'divrei kaira. Frek Taisus on Rashi. That the Gemara in Brachos says, even though originally there was a Takanas Ezra, that you have to be Toivo, but the Taisus brings the Gemara in Brachos Chavbeis, Noyig Alma Kuklas Asabi Kerev Yehuda Bebalkeri, Sheyochel Espalo Gulevarach Velumoy Kaidim Tvila. We hold Lalocha not like Tvilas Ezra. Even though Ezra made a Takana, it was Mishtane afterwards. And it was Nispato, the Tvila of Ezra. As I bezei, how could Rashi say the time is because of Tvilas Ezra? Hare, Libesoif, it was Nispato Tvilas Ezra. Lalocha, we don't hold of Tvilas Ezra. You're allowed to daven, you're allowed to learn if you have Tumas Keri. As I bezei, it's Shver. How could Rashi say the reason is because of Tvilas Ezra? Tvilas Ezra is gone. There's non hazer. Thus Frek Toisus on Rashi. Rashi up in the Rosh and the Toisus of Yehuda Chosid Brachas and Daphnon Aleph, they answer Rashi. They answer Rashi that being that there was a takana to do it afterwards, Mishum Tvilas Ezra, even if Tvilas Ezra is nispatel afterwards, the halacha doesn't change. As the reason why they made the takana to do it afterwards, Mishum Tvilas Ezra. Tvilas Ezra was nispatel, but the bracha doesn't change. And you could hear it very nicely, that Rashi learns it wasn't just Stam, the Oilum was noyik to do it afterwards. Rashi says, Mefurish, it was a Takonas Chachomim to do it afterwards. Kuntachais, when Chazal, Anje Knesset HaDoila, made the Brocha, Chazal were Mesakin to do it afterwards. As once Chazal were Mesakin to do it afterwards, even if the tom changes, but once it was misakin, it always stays up. Yeah, you could hear the b'chad, there was a loy plug in the original takana, it makes it easier, but hefshi even without that. Oh, thus is the shittas Rashi. Tosfos learns not like Rashi. In Tosfos, there's a reason for chiddush. No, the Olam could learn Tosfos and not be some lame. Tosfos says, "Bizman hazeh, where it's his battle, Tvilas Ezra, Zog Tosfos, therefore, Yochel is parel, Vilvarev, Vilumai, Koidim, Tvila." Tosfos says, therefore, you could make the bracha, Koidim, Tvila. Yitzarech beer. Do you make a bracha on Tvilas Ezra, Bizman hazeh? When you go to the mikvah for Tvilas Keri? Do you know anyone that does? No. As what's Tosfos saying, you could make the bracha before. Who's making a bracha on Tfilas Ezra Bizman Hazeh? As a ma'aseh, there is a Tosfos about it. Tosfos in bracha says, Lahedya Bizman Hazeh, when it was nispatel the takana, you don't make a bracha on Tfilas Ezra. In Tosfos, you see clearly not that way. Tosfos over here holds. You still make a bracha on Tfilas Ezra. Just you do it before and not afterwards. In Tosfos over here, you see a reason. It is not la locha. We don't hold this way. Abba Tzarech Bia, what are you making a bracha on if there's no longer a mitzvah? The mitzvah is nispato. As how could you make a bracha? Look, what are you tied up? Huh? Very not the Diyuk in Tosfos. The Poskim are the Diyuk in Tosfos. Not my Diyuk, yes. That wasn't the kivun we were looking for. The Madchen say that's not what Tosfos means. No. The Rebbeinu Peretz is the first one. The Beis Yosef is the guy in Tosfos. The Tosfos holds you make the bracha. It's not my deal. Okay, but the Rebbeinu Peretz is the first that you make the bracha. The Shaila is.
If you want to make a bracha on other kelim at the same time, that's his kelim.
Yeah, not every time, right? When you do your tefillah in the morning, you're bringing the kli with you. But there is klal, you're not. Yeah. What? Who says we're talking about the Fnei Arrego? What do you want to tie up?
Who brings down that they're the old people that are not?
Oh, the shaila is bizman hazeh yesh anoshim shenoyegin lahakvid afilu bizman hazeh. Even though the takana was nispatel, the chiyuv was nispatel, but it's not nispatel legamri. There are anoshim that ad hayoyim that are makvid on tefilas balkeri. As the shaila is that enough to make that you would make a bracha on it, because the takana wasn't this battle legamri. That would be a shema machshava to think klapi tesis, garin jesanta nekuta. Okay, as thus is the inyanim of Tvilas Keri, shitas Rashi, shitas tesis. Let's move on to shitas tesis. Amar Rav, Meshem Agon, Dafka B'Tvilas Gel, Deloi Chazi Koidim Tvila, Deloi Motzi L'Meima V'Tzivanu, Dachati Nochriyu. A Nochri is not Mitzvah to be Toivo. A Nochri has no Mitzvahs, he has Zayim Mitzvahs, Pei Noyach V'Zehu. There are some Mefarshim that learned there is a Chiv on a Nochri to be Niskayer. It's based on a Gemara that says, Vasad Lovi, the Nochrim are going to be Menash, that they were Niskaya. Aben Tosfos says, there's no Chiyav on a Nochri to be Toivo. Kachas Mefurish in Tosfos. A guy doesn't have a Chiyav to be Toivo. He can't make Mitzivanu. He's not Mechuyav to do Tvilas Gevis. Al Shar Chiyuvay Tvilas Gevis. Valkeri Ki Yotze Boy. Mute levarich, kedamina bepeksha misha mesu. And this is where the strong diyuk is not like what we wanted to say to be matre, because he's going on bali keri who kiyotze by mute levarich. only on Tfilas Balkerim. He says, Mutter Levarich, Kidam Rina Mepeich Noigam, Ketlas Asadi. Okay, Vavo became Amari, the Ein Legoyer Benoshim Shinavarchis Acher Tfila, Kivon de Ika Tfilas Ger, the Loy Motsi Mevarich, Loy Chilku. So Taisis, and now Taisis throws in like a whole new angle, a very Mechudish Degen angle. Taisis is talking about Noshim. He's not talking about Tfilas Keri. Yeah. He's talking about Noshim Midas, that they're being tied off. Yeah. And Taisis is saying, Ein Legoyer Benoshim Shemavorchis Acher at Tfila, Kibon Deika Tfilas Ger. We're not talking about Tfilas Ger, we're talking about Tfilas Midas. The Loi Motzi Levarech. Loi chilkum. As what does Taisis mean? L'chayro, Taisis means is that by tfilas, noshim, by midas, if they're mevarech afterwards, it's okay. Now, l'chatchila, when do they mevarech? Azok the Taisis are Rabbeinu parents. They're avada l'chatchila, they're mevarech before they're toivo. Because we're going according to the Shida, the Rif, and the Rach. That learns that it's only going by Tfilas Geirus. And the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish is Medayik Taisis, that Taisis learns that way also. What Taisis was saying was if they did it already, then it's okay. But Taisis is not saying L'chatchila, that's what they should do. Why? Mishum Loi Chilku Loi Plug. It comes out of Mon Nezach. If there's a loy plug, as l'chatchila, they should make the bracha before. If there's no loy plug, as how could they make it afterwards? What's pshat in Taisis? Taisis is a very shvera nekuda. Lam is bainin v'taisis. It's a very shvera nekuda, this Taisis. In Taisis, you see a gavaldike chiddush. In Oiva L'Asiyason, there are two dinim. There's a din l'chatchila to make it before, and b'di'evet it's ma'ak. We already medayik Taisis in the last Taisis is Mavura. Taisis holds its ma'akiv bidi ebed. Taisis is saying that by Tfilas Nida we make a loy plug on the ikov bidi ebed and not on the l'chatchila. L'chatchila they're supposed to make it before. But that which normally we said, that if you didn't do it before, you can't do it afterwards, that if they did it afterwards, it's okay. Mishum loy plug. And that's a god rizig a chiddush l'ham is bainin, that you plug it only on a chiddush. Yeah. L'chayr the kavana loy plug is als tois, and over here it's more matzah than tois, but tois it's still a rizig a chiddush. Okay, fine. Okay, that's the beginning of toisus. V'chein b'netilas yadayim loy chilka, loy chilku also. Okay, because now that's Tfilah. Now Taisis moves on. By Netila Zidayim also, Loi Chilka. Bein Netila Shel Acher Beis HaKise, De Loi Matzi Levarech Koy. When you come out of the bathroom, as your hands are not clean, you can't make a bracha. As when do you make a bracha? After your Netil Yadayim. Okay, let's look at everyone here. Do you make a bracha when you come out of the bathroom, when you wash your hands? Yeah, but Taisa is not talking about the bracha of Asher Yotza. You definitely make a Asher Yotza. Taisa is talking about the bracha on the Netila. What? Taisa is talking about the bracha on the Netila. Fact. I'm not going to be mazes because that's what Taisa said. You can't get me. Taisa is not talking about the bracha. Do you make on Netilas Yadayim when you come out of the bathroom?
In the morning.
You make, when you come out of the bathroom in the morning, you make on Netilas Yadayim on the Netilas Yadayim in the bathroom, or you make it because you wake up. When you wake up in the morning, you make on Netilas Yadayim. Even if you don't go to the bathroom, if you wash Nevelas, you make on Netilas Yadayim. Okay. As what in the world is Taisis talking about that you make an al netilas yadayim when you come out of the bathroom? The Olam learned Taisis. Yeah. As the first loy plug, I'll be moichel loyim. They didn't notice that there's a very shvera loy plug. But Pashid reading, Pashid wants to get the glasses fixed. What bracha are we talking about when you come out of the bathroom? Yeah. What does Taisus mean? Because there's a tour in Aruch Chaim Siman Zion that says that every time you come out of the bathroom and you wash your hands, you make Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysa V'tzivanu Al V'tilas Yodayim. Taisus holds every time you come out of the bathroom, it makes sense to wash your hands when you come out of your bathroom. It's a mitzvah, why not? As there's a new din etilas yadayim that you make a bracha according to that. We hold la locha not that way. When the rush brings down the nidin, the rush switches it. The rush says we're talking about etilas yadayim when you wake up in the morning, as he's talking about the netilas yadayim of waking up in the morning, that you have a ruach tumah on you, that you have to do in the morning when you wake up. Some yeshiva bachrim, when they go to sleep for second seder, also they also have to make a bracha if it's long enough. Yeah, v'chule, yeah, nas is ben astarim, I mean, yeah, you have to look at the shittas, but that bracha of v'chule, especially on Shabbos afternoon, some yeshiva bachrim marish. Abavinishvi, nas is the and you sleep long time. This is the okay. Stop chat. Just to read a thesis and understand what he's talking about. Mavinishvi thesis is saying Tvila. What Natila is he talking about? Miyub Natila Yesh Tamacha Levarach Acha Natila Koidim Migov Oichom Lechem Beloy Migov Yadayim Kiilu Oichol Lechem. Bitzarech beer. Stasis starts talking out of Netila when you're coming out of the Beis HaKisei, and then in middle Stasis says, "Oichol lechem beloy nigiv yadayim kiilu oichol lechem tameh." What's going on in Stasis? He's pasuk bechad v'sayim bechavius. He's pasuk in one thing and he's going on another thing. What's he changing it? What are we talking about? As you'd say, because Tosfos says in the beginning, Yesh Tam Achel, and Tosfos says, is mashma this kilu a loy plug by all Natilas, as he puts it together. Efshar. Okay, Yesh, Frek the Marshan, Tosfos, so why does the Gemara say Chutz Mitfila? The Gemara should say Chutz Minatila also. I mean, it comes out according to Taisis that Netilas Yadayim is also an exception to the rule. Zog de Marshal Shneim Me'oy Zaytam. Zimela, therefore, okay. As thus is the Taisis, we handle a little bit in the Pshat of Taisis because it's a little bit hard, the Prophet, to read it as we read it. But the Taichen Ayin, we came out, that's the Taisis. Okay, because thus is the Guf HaSugya, thus is the din of Ayvelasi Yasa. There's a huge machloikis, the Shach in Yerideya Simen Yud Teh Siv Gimel, and the Shach Yisari in Simen Chavav Hando, there's a huge machloikis Rishayinim, if the din of Ayvelasi Yasa is Ma'akib B'Yevet or not. What happens if you missed, you didn't make the bracha before? Could you make it afterwards? The Rambam holds you can't make it afterwards, and the Arzarua holds you could make it afterwards. As what's the reason of the Rambam? Why can't you make it afterwards? The Arzarua learns Pshat in the Rambam because you can't say Vitzivanu after you did the mitzvah. What are you saying? Hashem Kiddushanu b'mitzvah yisar Vitzivanu. There's no tzivu. You did the mitzvah already. It's done. How could you make a Vitzivanu? Frek the Arzarua, but the Gemara says Chutz Mitfila. If you can't make the bracha because the bracha shekel, as in Cain, how could the Gemara say there's exception to the rule Chutz Mitfila? Hare, you see in Tfila you're making of its Ivanu afterwards. If you can't be Meshaker in your bracha, how could there be an exception to it? That's the Arzarua's big question on the Rambam. The Shach brings it down the shame to say for Berchus Avram HaKadmoy. Yeah. And it's really in the Arzarua himself he asks the question. You see, Pshat in the Rambam is not the problem is sheker v'bechaser. The shaila is chazal were misakin. That's when you make it, and they were koveya matbeya brachas liikuf. But by tefila they weren't koveya. That's the bracha. That's step number one. Lemaisa, the Shach says there's a very strong raya to the Rambam. A Gemara in Brachos Nun Aleph. A gor interesant to Gemara. The Gemara handles what happens if a guy ate and he forgot to make a bracha. A bracha rishayna. He forgot to make shakol, he forgot to make mizaynis. And he finished, could he make a bracha? As the Gemara says, well, the same way by tefillah, even though you did the mitzvah, you can make the bracha afterwards. As also by a birchas hanenim, you can make the bracha afterwards. And the Gemara is doicha, and the Gemara says, no, shani tefillah, it wasn't roi before, as it was itche. But by birchas achila, where you could have made it before, as then you can't do it after. As you see in the Gemara, it comes out by all birchas hamitzvahs and all birchas hanenim, if you didn't do it before, you can't do it afterwards. Chutz from when it was ein aroi. L'chayra, that's a strong raya to the Rambam. That's what the Shach is. You have to know how the Urzarua answers it. But we'll leave the Olam sit on it. It's a gar in Jesanta Shaila. We'll leave the Olam handle it and sit on it. There is one very lumdish Indian, which is very interesting. There's a story in Shulchan Aruch Simen Yud Tes. What is it talking about in Yeridei? It's talking about when you do shechita, you make a bracha. Hashem kiddushanu mimitzvayse v'tzivanu ala shechita. What happens if it's a suffix treifa? There's something wrong with the animal that makes us think that maybe it's a treifa, but it's not a vaday treifa. As the din is you don't make a bracha before because you're not sure if you're mechuyev it or not. Of a zotar amah, later on when you bodik the animal and you find that it's not a treva, you make a bracha. That's what the amah passes. Fact of the shayla, what's pshat in the amah? There's one way of learning the amah. He's going with the Arzarua, that you could always make a bracha afterwards if you didn't make it before. But the Lashon of the Arzarua is mashma, because you couldn't make it before, therefore you make it afterwards. As it seems like the Ramah is paskening, and l'chayr it's muchot that way, shagisaya tainis fest, because the Ramon Simin Tof Lamed Beis Paskins, if you didn't say the bracha before the bdika or in the middle of the bdika, you can't make it afterwards. As you see clearly in the Ramah, he paskins like the Rambam, you can't make the bracha afterwards. And still he's saying by Shechita, you make the bracha afterwards. What's the pshat? As L'chayra the Kivun in the Ramah, is the Ramah is learning that just like by tefillah, where you can't do it before, you do it afterwards. As hu adin by shechita, when you can't do it before, you do it afterwards. Frat Rav Akiva Eger and the Shagis Aliyah. On the Ramah, there's a very big makom l'chale. Bishlema by tefillah. Every tefillah, you can't do it before. Because by every tefillah, you ain't a roi. You're either a goy, the riff, or your tame lefi Rashi, as by every tefillah you can't do it before, as over there chazal misakin to do it afterwards, but over here by shechita the halacha is to do it before. Just you couldn't because it was a suffix. What it is, as how could you bring a raya from tefillah? That's what they handle on the Rambam. Okay. B'yesh Lodin Ulepalto. Today we'll give the Olam the Kilu Nekudas to handle, to think about, Shemi Nekudas to handle it. Okay. As that's the Sugya of Oyver Lasilasan. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're starting the Sugya of Aran now. Just don't think we're finishing. We have one more thing we have to be mashlam in the last Sugya. Just saying we're finishing the Gemara. Tomorrow Sugya is we're starting Aran now. That's the sugya. We want to be mashlim one nekuda in the last sugya. Is a mechudesh degeshitas a Rambam. That the Rambam throws in a whole way. If you mevarech al or you mevarech le. The Rambam is in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. Zog the Rambam. You know why by Brikis Chametz you mevarech al? Because someone who's hoylech livdoi, it's munach in the fact that he's hoylech livdoi, that he's doing a bittel. As he was Makayim, the mitzvah of beer already. As you mevarech al and not le. You open up the Rambam, it's mamish from left field. Like you're learning the Gemara. What's the shayla of al and le? It's a shayla, it's a lashon avar, lashon asid. The Rambam comes with a whole new angle. That's not muskar in the sugya b'chlal. That the reason why you mevarech al is because you're Makayim. You did bittel already. When you're going to do bika, you did bittel. It's mavur in the Rambam. So the main question is, how does the Rambam learn the sugya? Zog demiri, the Rambam learns, we have a mapecha. In the beginning of the sugya, the meaning was, is al mashma l'sha'over or not? And when the Gemara says, hilchasa al bir chometz, the Gemara means Hilchus al Bir Chometz, and for a whole new reason, the reason of the Rambam. We actually hold that Al is not Mashmal Abba. But the reason why we're saying Al is for a whole new reason. And this answers the Shail of the Ran on the Rambam. The Rambam brings all the Terutzim of the Gemara, La Locha and Perik Yir Aleph, Frek the Ran. Why? We paskin Al is La Bo Mashmal the Maskana. Zog Demiri, the Rambam holds, Al is Lisha Ovar. And the reason why we're making Al is because the Bittul happened already. This is the Mahalich of the Miri. Now, there's a gar interesting question according to the Rambam. Let me ask the Oilam. So why Haboidik Sarach Shiyavato? The Rambam sheet is, every time you're doing Dika, it's Munach, you're being Mavato. As why Haboidik Sarach Shiyavato? We had a whole sugya, Boydik Sar Shiyavato, Gemara on Vav Amid Beis. According to Rambam, every time you're doing Bdika, it shows you don't want the Chametz, it's Munach Abitl. That's why Boydik Sar Shiyavato. That's what is the Olam Taina. Someone want to help me here?
How much you need, though?
As he wanted a Taina, but he's a little bit shy to say it. That the Rambam's going after the sugya because Habaydik Sarach Shiyavato, as now that Habaydik Sarach Shiyavato, when someone's going to do bdika, it's munach that he wants to do bittul. It's very meduyik in the Rambam because the Rambam says when he's hoylech levato, and he's talking about the bdika, as it's meduyik in the Rambam only after Habaydik Sarach Shiyavato, then in the bdika is munach a bittul. Okay, that's L'choyra Pshat. Now, you see in the Rambam Kama Chidushin Gdeilin in the Sugya of Bittul. Number one, we had a big Machlekes Rishonim. When is the Bittul Chal? Is it Chal B'Layla? Or is it Chal in the morning by the Son HaKosur? The Rambam's Mufurish, it's Chal B'Layla. Aleph. Beis. Is Bittul Hefker, or is Bittul making it, or is Chometz? If Bittul is Hefker, the Rambam makes absolutely no sense. If someone is going to be Mafker something, his thing does not become Hefker until he says it's Hefker. The Rambam is Muchach that he learns Bittul means, I'm thinking it's not Chometz. As if I'm going to get rid of it, it's Munach in that I'm thinking it's not Chometz. Freg demiri on the Rambam, ayuni gmiris das, tashafa chalois. The Rambam holds, being that I'm thinking it's not chametz, I don't even need gmiris das. If I'm thinking this isn't chametz, it happens on its own. Kaf is mavur in the Rambam. As we see in the Rambam, chidushim glavi bittul, and we see also, what is the brach on? We would have thought, now that there's a takana, that even though you do bittul, you do dika, as the bracha is on the dika. In the Rambam, you see the bracha is on the bittul also. It's also a riziger chiddush in the Rambam. as it comes out, there's a Rambam in this sugya that you mamish have four Margolius Gedolus, or pearls, diamonds, whatever you want to call it, that come out of the Rambam. Big Yesodus of the Yoni Bittel, you see in the Rambam. Okay, as that's the sugya of Bittel, now we'll move on to the sugyas of Vika, Ba'or, and Ner. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, we'll do the sugya of Vika, Ba'or, and Ner. We want to handle two interesting nekudas, shailas la'alacha. Could you be baidik with a flashlight, Isman Hassan? In those days, there were no flashlights. What's the best R? The best R is R and R, nothing to talk about. But Bizman Hazeh, it was created a better R, the R of a flashlight. As is R and R dafka, or you could use a flashlight. Want the Eilam to try to bring rayas from the circle. One more nekuda. There are some people that have a mini that when they do bedikas chametz, they close the lights and they do bedika. Has anyone seen such a mini? Oh, Baruch Hashem, no one's seen it. That's good. Oh. The Paiskim say it's a mini tais. They learned the sugya wrong. Some people say that by Havdalah, people have a minute to close the lights because you're supposed to be Nene when the R goes on. So people made a mistake that they think every time you turn on a Jewish candle, you got to close the lights. Okay, I don't like that, Hezber, but I want the Olam to see if you could come up with rayas from the sugya. Is that a proper behavior or is it not a proper behavior? Okay. That's two shailas that come up with Man Hazeh. What did they say? They say when the lights are off and you're looking with a candle, you look better. V'havoy nira v'nivdei desasuya. The mirror will have rayas to this.